Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I also want to be able to talk today about, you know, what's taken place with the economies. We need to understand the economies are shifting right now. Some European looters. Yeah, that's right. Leaders. That's about looters. Looters, about right. That's right. And leaders are, you know, talking about this. The crisis is about to hit. It's going to be like a domino effect. And they're projecting, you know, everything's holding on. Everything's waiting primarily for this presidential election, I believe, you know, to find out where things stand, because everything's based on the dollar. What's going to happen to America? Where it's what's going to happen? And so they're predicting doom, the doom over the euro and all these different things, you know. And with that, it's economies. We've got to understand, you know, what's the difference between, you know, what is the difference between communism? What's the difference between capitalism and Marxism, socialism? And you know, you just normally joke about it sometimes with the Wendy's commercial we talked about, I think, earlier this week or last week. You see it on the blog. But it's not a black and white movie. It's just a form of who's going to control the finances. Now, whoever controls the money controls the vision. And so, if you know, he's going to talk about it here. And you can hear it's a cartoon. We're going to make this cartoon available for you on the VFNTV blog. You can go to it, but you can hear it. I might say a few things that kind of help you out through it. But just listen to what they're saying. This was done by Harding College in 1948. Somebody says, well, 1948, you got to understand the Constitution's older than 1948. Really? You know?
Yeah, a little bit older.
We got to find the original intent. What was the original intent? They explain it so well. We just had to be able to show this to you. Listen up. Harding College presents Make Mine Freedom, color by Technicolor.
America is many things to many people. To a 17-year-old kid, it's the malt shop on the corner. To Grandpa, it's the front porch in the cool of the evening. To Mother and her family, it's church on Sunday morning. And to Dad, it's his favorite relaxation. It's the Cracker Barrel philosophers in Crabtree Corners.
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. And it's the tycoons in Wall Street. It's all races, creeds, and religions. It's freedom to work at the job you like. Freedom of speech and to peaceably assemble. Freedom to own property. Security from unlawful search or seizure.
Where's your warrant, Flatfoot?
The right to a speedy and public trial. Protection against cruel punishments and excessive fines. The right to vote. And to worship God in your own way. It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
Labor is at fault. It's ruining the country.
My constituents, as your elected representative, I can assure you labor's right. Management's right. I'm strictly neutral.
Labor, management, politicians, phooey. They can't tell corn from oats.
Wait,
hurry, step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, Ism. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. Enormous profits, no strikes.
Ism.
Remember, you're the big boss.
Government control, no worry about votes. Name your own salary. Bigger crops, lower costs. Why, Ism even makes the weather perfect every day. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to ISM Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which said ISM promises to take care of me forever.
They're fighting to take it now.
Wow.
Pardon me. Pardon me. And who are you, my good man?
I'm John Q. Public.
Ah, my fine friend, you're just in time to share this generous and gigantic offer. Sign right here.
Mind if I read it first?
What a concept.
Hurry up!
Keep your shirts on, boys. You know, including my freedom.
He's reading it.
Freedom? Well, sign away my freedom. Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't be corny, brother.
Sure, our system of free enterprise isn't perfect. But before we throw it away for some imported double talk, let's turn the clock back a few years to see what it's done for us. For example, back in the 1890s, Joe Doakes was just a guy who liked to tinker around his barn. Some people thought Joe was lazy. Some even thought he was nuts. But one day, he had an idea. And because he was free to dream his dream and tinker, Joe had a chance to make something of himself and his idea. So... some people didn't think so much of Joe's idea. But that didn't stop him. So Joe got some money from young Aunt Minnie and Uncle Angus and Grandpappy and Mr. Titus. When Joe's friends and relatives used their savings to help him buy tools and property, they were capitalists. Don't blush, folks. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, naturally, Joe needed some help. So he hired Willie Lumpkin, who was out of work anyway. And before long, Willie had the know-how and became skilled labor. Because capital, management, and labor worked together, Joe's idea grew. It grew and did things even he never dreamed of. Today, the automobile industry provides millions of jobs that never existed before. And remember, this is a story of only one industry. There are thousands more scattered all over the United States whose history of development is pretty much the same. We've built a country under the American system that sends more young people to high school and college than all the rest of the world combined. Why, even in the Depression, our wages bought more food, clothing, travel, and entertainment than the wages of any other people in the world. Our country has a national income equal to the total national incomes of any other six nation in the world. With only 7% of the Earth's we drive 70% of the world's automobiles. That's just a sample of the things the capitalistic system has given us in only 160 years. Before signing up, you boys ought to try a little taste of Dr. Ism's formula to see what you'd get in exchange for your freedom. Go ahead, try it.
They're drinking it. They're drinking it.
They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
You can't!
He's chained up.
The state forbids strikes.
That's the union.
Wait till the union hears about this.
Ah, yes, the union. Welcome to our ranks, number 1313.
The government is the union.
Wow.
I'll take this case to the Supreme Court.
Politicians
showing
up.
The state is the Supreme Court. Our decision is as follows. No more private property. No more you.
What's our leadership?
Well, the farm vote will put a stop to this.
The farmer.
Farmers don't vote anymore.
What'll I do for seed next year?
Chained them up.
You won't have to worry about next year. The state will do your planning from now on.
We must fight to regain our freedom.
He's in a chained and fenced in area.
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody
they're pouring out ism on the ground
tries to pit one of us against the other
yep.
through class warfare, mm-hmm. race hatred, or wow. religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives.
And we know what to do about it.
And now, gentlemen, no violence, please. And don't throw those bottles. Don't throw those bottles. No, oh, no, no.
That's called an election.
Yeah, right.
You can see this on the VFN-TV blog. They're marching right now.
Produce an ever greater abundance of material and spiritual values for all. That is the secret of American prosperity.
You got to see this. This is a simple little cartoon. It'll help your. It won't just help your kids understand. It'll help you understand
yeah.
that the isms, communism, Marxism, and socialism, is the government in control. And capitalism is the people in control. When the government's in control, every form of leadership from the union to the farm choices for the farmers to the political leadership to the judicial branch to free speech, every bit of it is ruled. Because when he said he was started, you heard him protesting. He's like, I don't think this should happen. This shouldn't happen. And all of a sudden they put a whole old stereo over. It was a... record player, whatever it was back then, they called it a record
like
player.
Like a phonograph.
Yeah, phonograph. And it was just that everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's yeah. fine. And that's what they do. They just keep, as a matter of fact, when I was talking to Yulong, mm-hmm. who lives in China, mm-hmm. he said, all they have is happy news.
Right.
That's all they have is happy news. Isn't that something? Every day in China is happy news. They mm-hmm. do not share reality with the people. They do not broadcast reality. Just whatever's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's got that will happen. You'll find that out that all of a sudden everything, even though it's not fine,
mm-hmm.
they'll do it. You got to see this. It's on the VFNTV blog at VFNTV.com. You got to get a grip of this because here we are. We're facing, do we want socialism? Do we want, you know, Marxism? Or do we want capitalism? Is capitalism really that bad? The fact that all it is a guy coming up with a good idea or a lady coming up with a good idea, his family members. You know, say it's a good idea as friends, and they say, here's $10. You know, here's $10.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple dollars to be able to help you start that good idea. Those are called investors. And now those people who loan you the money are part owners of your idea and your company.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call, you know, the stop market.
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple. We call it the stop market. It's actually you and me. When you talk about the stock market, you have to understand you're talking about your neighbor. That's his or her retirement. That's their investments. It's the company they work for. When you talk about a company going public,
mm-hmm.
that's just a whole bunch of people that decided they want to put in a little money to be able to own that company. So it's not some stranger somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's your neighbor. If you see a retired neighbor in your neighborhood, 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, you know, they are probably living off of what they've invested or their investments were in companies where they did, through capitalism, invest in those companies. You're not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. That's why people from other communist and socialist countries come to America because they know that this is the land of the free, that you can have a dream and that you can run with your dream, that people can invest in your dream and you can share ownership with your idea. And that's how all these things come to pass. But that can happen only in America,
right?
The present day America. But right now, just like in 1948, it was like it nailed it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the same thing happened again. What's interesting for those in the spiritual realm to understand that they had a bull. It was called yeah. Dr. Utopia, you know, and then they had a bull with a ring in its nose, which is Baal,
yeah.
you know, and that, you know, that the risk of socialism, communism, Marxism, which is a godless government. Communism is one that, you know, they just denied God,
mm-hmm.
you know, government was God. And that, you know, people are saying, I want government to take care of me. You know, I want, and it's like Baal worship. Instead of God worship, and mm-hmm. who's going to do it? Is government going to take care of you? Or is God going to take care of you? And it is a risky factor for the fact that you have to have faith in God. If you don't know God as your personal Lord and Savior, you can know him today. You can know him today, and he will walk with you. You know, if you need to begin to abide with him, go to iabide.org and begin abiding with him for like 6 weeks. Just begin to understand and walk with and learn his voice. And we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. But we're going to have to first, you know, to be able to walk in capitalism and the freedom that we've been given, it can only be freedom under God.
Right.
Our liberties come from God. Our freedom comes from God. And the second that the mindset of Americans say, you know, we can do this without God, you're looking at communism, Marxism, and socialism. The government, God's going to just give the people over to a tyrannical type ruling government.
Right.
Why give this freedom up?
Crazy.
It is totally crazy. Why do you want to do that? You can see that on the VFN TV blog. We'll be right back.